Thanks, Brad. Good morning. This morning's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board is expected to approve an interim emergency ordinance in response to negative feedback from constituents regarding the ongoing protest outside the courthouse in Eureka. Supervisors Jimmy Smith and Ryan Sundberg both stated that they have received numerous emails and phone calls complaining of the hostile atmosphere near the protesters, and the emergency ordinance would prohibit protests from 9:30 in the evening until 6 in the morning. The county has already banned camping at the site, but concerns over health and sanitation, as well as public safety, including 26 arrests at the location since January, have led supervisors to consider the interim emergency ordinance. The board meets in chambers at 9 o'clock this morning. Your property taxes are soon due. Here's reporter Dan Squire with the details.
The county treasurer wants to remind property owners that property taxes are now due and will become delinquent if not paid by April 10th. If you have any questions about your tax bill, you are encouraged to contact the Treasury office as soon as possible. You may now also pay your property taxes by credit card and e-check, although you will be charged a fee for doing so. Any property tax bills not paid by April 10th will be considered delinquent and are subject to a 10% penalty and a $20 late fee. For more information, contact the County Tax Collector's Office.
Thank you, Dan. Joe Mark, the CEO at St. Joseph's Hospital, held a press conference yesterday announcing that the hospital will lay off 68 employees. The affected employees have been notified of the layoffs, and the final day of employment for all those affected will be May 30th. Mark cited a sluggish economy as the primary reason for the layoffs, as well as a decline in the number of procedures done in the general surgery and orthopedic surgery departments. The hospital currently has 4 vacant surgeon positions, and while Mark said they are recruiting to fill those posts, even if 4 new surgeons are hired, the 68 support positions that are being eliminated will not be brought back. The layoffs affect both the Eureka and Fortuna hospitals, and Mark pointed out that the layoffs are not due to performance issues, but simple economics. The layoffs are spread over several departments and affect non-clinical personnel with the exception of one nurse. Mark also pointed out that the layoffs are in no way connected with the construction of the new tower facility at the Eureka campus, and that several factors, including seniority, played a role in determining which positions would be cut. Eureka police are investigating a shooting that took place on Saturday afternoon in the 1100 block of G Street in Eureka. Witnesses reported hearing several shots fired from an unknown firearm by an unidentified adult male. The suspect then fled the scene in a vehicle that was parked on F Street. Police found no victim related to the shooting, but did find forensic evidence at the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. More KINS News. It's after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet Artistic License, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
There will be a tsunami warning communications test tomorrow. An annual test of the siren alert system set in areas of the county likely to be affected by a tsunami following an earthquake. You'll hear that test on all 5 stations, Eureka Broadcasting, as well as on television. And to add to your preparedness, the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group, which includes the Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services and Humboldt State University, has prepared and released new tsunami maps for the area. The highly detailed maps depict the large impact zones of a tsunami and are worth taking a look at. You can find the maps on the HSU website, and they show likely areas to be affected from Oreck to the Eel River Basin, as well as Shelter Cove. The maps will help you plan for a tsunami event and list only impact zones, but evacuation sites as well. Investigators from Humboldt Bay Fire are searching for the cause of a fire that caused heavy damage to a residence and resulted in the death of several pets Sunday. The units were called out to an Albee Street residence, where they found heavy smoke and fire coming from the house. Units gained access, searched the residence after a neighbor reported one of the occupants may have still been inside. The fire had extended into the attic, and it took fire crews about 30 minutes to bring the fire under control. It was found that no occupants were inside, but that several pets in the house had died. The damage caused by the fire is estimated to be $125,000. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.